وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. Welcome dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and the segment that we are dealing with today is Hollywood conditioning of the subconscious mind and extermination of human rights. This is Sheikh Ali Hemani from Qom. We were talking about how Hollywood and Bollywood dictates us to behave in an exaggerated way. And a big question that we asked last time in our session was that, so what's the big deal? You have media, corporate world, and politicians on one hand dictating terms to us, and on the other hand, Islam dictate terms to us. So why blame, why complain about media, corporate world, and others about dictating terms while Islam is doing the same thing? However, this is where we need to pay extreme close attention and understand that the terms that are being dictated by Islam, the terms that are being dictated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are different or makes a huge difference compared to the terms being dictated by the media and the corporate world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. He is Hakim. He has all the wisdom. The wisdom, the source of all wisdom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has all the knowledge. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He has all the authority upon us. And He has given certain guidelines and rulings for us so that we can attain perfection. We can attain Kamal. We can reach to the zenith of perfection. The purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose of Him dictating terms or providing rulings and guidelines to us is for our own benefit, so that we attain the perfection, you know, so that we attain sa'adat and attain that eternal bliss, the nur, the light, the eternal light into our soul. However, is this the very purpose? Is the corporate world, the media and the politicians, do they have the same purpose for mankind? That they dictate their terms, they promote their ideas, they promote their ideology so that man can reach perfection, man can attain that absolute perfection and absolute growth physically, mentally, psychologically, and from their religious aspect, or they have their own personal interest in it. So we need to understand this very clearly, that what is being pushed across to us from the media and the corporate world is for their own benefit, so that they have control of the power, so that they have control of the money, the economic world in their hands. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dictating terms so that we can attain the nur, we can attain illumination, we can attain that salvation. And that is why it's important. Plus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable, whereas man is not knowledgeable. In the ahadith, we find a term being used for man called naqisul aql, meaning that, you know, handicapped intelligence. He doesn't know everything. He is not master of all knowledge, and he is not the most wise. Wisdom is does not spring from the mankind, does not spring from the existence of mankind, but it springs from the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who would we want to listen to? Do we want to listen to the most knowledgeable and the most wise, or do we want to listen to someone who is handicapped in his intelligence, follow his carnal desires, and follow his basic internal desires so that we attain perfection? That's not going to happen. The corporate world dictates things to us so that they can fulfill their carnal base desires. Inshallah, let's take a quick break, come back and discuss this further. Oh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about who has the right to dictate terms to us. We were talking about, on one hand, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is almighty, all knowledgeable, all wise, and he has absolute knowledge of eternal existence. And he is on one side dictating terms to us, telling us what to follow, what is halal, what is haram, what is right and what is wrong. On the other hand, we have the corporate world, the media, the politicians telling us what to do, what not to do. And we said that him being the most knowledgeable, it makes more sense to follow someone who has absolute knowledge, who has absolute understanding of the existence, the perfection and the absolute perfection and the salvation. It is better to follow what he says rather than following people who lack understanding of the very concept of perfection. And that's why you will find in Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu waliyul ladzina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. And then he also says, wal ladzina kafaru awliyahumut taghut yukhrijunahum minan nur ilaz zulumat. Meaning that if you are a believer and you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take him as your guide, you take him as your guardian, you take him as your leader, he will take you out from darkness towards the light. Whereas if you follow others who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not believe in God, who are atheists, who are looking for their own personal benefits, who are looking for their personal power, personal growth, personal monopoly, financial empire, they are the ones who are going to take you away from light, from salvation towards darkness. So now the choice lies in our hand, that which side do we want to pick? Do we want to pick the side which leads us to salvation, which leads us to perfection, or do we want to pick the side which takes us towards the darkness? If we want to go towards salvation, if we want to go towards light, then we need to pick the right leader. And obviously, the right leader here would be the one who has the absolute knowledge and absolute wisdom. And therefore, there's a difference between the people, the corporate world, the media world, dictating terms to us, influencing our choice, influencing our free will, influencing our decisions, influencing our ability to pick what we like. And on the other hand, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala influencing our decisions, influencing our free will, influencing our choices. I would rather be influenced by someone who has a absolute understanding of the in and out of the whole existence of the whole universe of the Malakut and Jabarut, compared to someone who barely has understanding of his own physical body. And therefore, we answer this question here very clearly, that on one hand, we have Islam dictating terms to us. On the other hand, we have media and corporate. So what's the difference? The difference is one wants to take you towards zulumat and darkness, and the other one wants to take you towards light, nur, perfection and salvation. And it's a very clear choice here that I should pick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should pick Islam. I should pick Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam as my guidance. And I should pick Quran compared to Hollywood and compared to all the movies and all that they show, and allow them to condition my subconscious mind, to control my decisions, to control my free will, and to control my choices. I would rather allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and Quran to condition my subconscious mind, to control my choices, to control my decision making, and to control my free will. Inshallah, we'll continue in our next episode. Until then, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله